With us today is Marty Kane of Ringsted, who served during the Vietnam War era. And Marty, welcome today. Thank you for coming. We were talking a little bit here before we got started with the interview, and you've got an interesting story about how you went about going into the service and getting started. And you started in your junior high years, and tell us about that.
When I was in junior high, the junior high school I went to, I grew up in Dubuque, and junior high school is like 8 blocks away from the University of Dubuque. And that was in 68 and 69, so I used to skip classes and go hang out with the protesters against the war. And then in the summer of between my freshman and sophomore year in high school, I was working at the airport in Dubuque and was helping refuel a flight one night. And a military casket came in with a Marine escort. So.
And when you saw that, you were probably a little bit curious.
Yeah, I was curious, so I went down after work, and the Marine sergeant was, all I know is his first name was Jason, and talked with him for about 3 hours on the situation and what he was doing, and changed my whole view on the military. I decided then that when I could, I was going to enlist and know that maybe I could do something to repay the guy that was in that casket.
Now, Jason, who was escorting this casket, where did he spend the night that night?
I worked at a fixed base operation at the airport, so I took him over to the pilot lounge where I worked and let him spend the night, come back into work the next morning, and he caught a flight back out to Chicago. And that was the end of the protest rallies, and started thinking about the military.
So somebody somewhere out there named Jason is a bit of an inspiration.
Yeah, I know. I think he was out of Cherry Point, North Carolina. So,
do you remember the dates of when you got enlisted?
I enlisted in February of 74, as soon as I turned 18. And back then, you could enlist and get a guaranteed job. And initially, I enlisted to be a combat photographer because I wanted to get up where the action was. But had a little situation a couple of days before graduation and was expelled. So I called a recruiter and told him I got a problem. He goes, well, you can't have your guaranteed job, but if you want to still go in, you can. So he met me at school the next morning, and I headed to Des Moines and went to boot camp early.
Wow, and that's amazing. At a time during the Vietnam where many were hoping that they would not get sent over, you were ready. You were ready to serve in any way that you could.
Yeah, my family and I didn't get along. I wasn't close to my family, so I was kind of a street kid, and it was an out. So
what was the environment like over there when you got to Vietnam?
I actually ended up in a camp in southeast Thailand, about 5.25 miles from the Cambodian border, and we did kind of recon and search and destroy stuff. So.
I see.
And originally I was supposed to be there for 6 months, and we spent 3 weeks there, and we got back from a mission one morning, and they told us to pack our gear, and we left that night, and I went to Korea for 2 weeks on the border, and then I ended up in Germany.
Did you have much contact with the locals?
No. We were pretty much isolated, and it was kind of a tough deal. We ended up on one mission one night, we lost one of our guys. So we operated at night, and we got separated, and he didn't make it back to the LZ. So it's kind of a little bit of survivor guilt at times, but through doing the other stuff I do, it makes it a lot easier.
Now, do you stay in touch with your buddies that didn't make it back home? Do you?
No, we were all kind of a separated deal, and once we got done with the Korea deal, we all kind of went our separate way. And so I finished my 2-year enlistment there, and then I came back and I did 2 years active duty at a reserve center down in Dubuque, and then I re-enlisted for regular active duty and went in the Navy.
So. That was a whole nother path. Where did the Navy take you?
Actually, I went in and ended up being in the Army. I was a mechanic and EOD. And then when I went in the Navy, I went in as aviation ordnance. So I took care of the weapon systems on the aircraft. And most of my enlistment was out in the middle of Mojave Desert in California, China Lake.
Oh, so no kidding.
I spent a total time of like 20 minutes on a aircraft carrier in the Navy, and the rest of the time I was on land.
Oh, interesting. So, now, you've got a wonderful thing that you do. You have these terrific lapel pins that you hand out to Vietnam veterans, because as you and I know, there are so many veterans that came back from Vietnam that
we didn't get a good
welcome. We're not appreciated at all, and we're not welcomed like they should have been. So can you describe the lapel pin? It looks to be about a little smaller than a quarter size of a quarter.
What I did is I went to a deal in Forest City 4 years ago called Operation LZ. Mm-hmm. And over there, General James Jackson, retired Army guy, gave me a lapel pin. And they had these big medallions over there, and that said Operation LZ, and a close friend from Armstrong, who's passed away now, but Denny Teasfield, couldn't make it over there because Denny came home paralyzed with shrapnel in the spinal cord. And the Vietnam guys are like my big brothers, and I got to take care of them. So I got a hold of a couple of other Vietnam vets in Armstrong. We went out to Denny's house, and I gave him one of the medallions and one of the lapel pins. And I posted pictures on Facebook, and a lady from Daughters of American Revolution chapter down in Des Moines contacted me, and they do these certificates and want to know if I want to do their certificates. I said, I want to do the pins. Mm-hmm. I says, I want it, because it's on the back of the pin, it says, a grateful nation honors and thanks you. And that's a far cry from what we got when we came home.
And there's a reason that that saying is on the back of it.
So when we give them the pin and we pin it on them, it's closest to their heart. And on the front of the pin, there's an eagle, which is our national symbol. There's three stripes behind the eagle's head, which represent the flag. And there's six stars representing the six countries that participated in the Vietnam War. So when I first started doing it, I told a lady, they were a commemorative partner to get the pins from the Department of Defense. And she said, well, you can be a co-partner with us. And I says, yeah, I should be able to hand out 200 or 300 pins around here. And New Year's weekend, I handed out my 4,000th pin. So
4,000.
Shook a lot of hands in the last 4 years. Shed some tears.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I can imagine.
And had some laughs. So it's dear to my heart to thank all the guys, because even when I come back stateside in 76, they told me not to wear my uniform. And I said, no, I earned this uniform. And so the pins, and thanking the Vietnam guys, I met a lot of, I consider them my heroes in Estherville here and the surrounding towns. And my wife and I travel to other towns to do the pins. And as long as there's somebody that never got a thank you, I will keep doing the pins.
Oh, so are you aiming for another 4,000 if you get them?
The commemorative program goes till 2025, and as long as I can keep doing, I average about 1,000 pins a year. So I figure I should be able to hit the 10,000 mark.
Wow.
So
that is something that's going to be a wonderful milestone.
Yeah. So.
Which is almost a shame that there were 10,000 of those out there that
never got thanked.
Never got thanked.
Had a gentleman from Estherville here when they had a wall out at the high school.
Oh, yes, the traveling wall.
I gave him a lapel pin and shook his hand and said, welcome home. And I always say that to the Vietnam guys. And a couple weeks later, I got a thank you card in the mail from his wife, and said that after they got done looking at the wall, he burst into tears. And come to find out, nobody had ever told him, welcome home. So, you know, if somebody sees a Vietnam vet, walk up and tell them, welcome home, because a lot of them never heard it.
No, they never heard welcome.
Just 7th of this month, I went down to Des Moines. They had the program at the Iowa Vietnam Veterans Wall in Des Moines.
Okay.
And the DAR chapter gave me a certificate for a community service award from the national level for doing the pins too. So it was kind of cool. I always tell them I don't do it for the certificates. I do it because those guys deserve it.
Yes.
So.
What a wonderful, inspiring story. And if you're out and about any time of the year or any time of the day, do you carry lapel pins at all times so that if you encounter...
I carry pins in my pocket all the time. I got little cards made up that I give them that explain what each part of the pin means. If they're in town here in Estherville, if they haven't got a pin, Deb TG, the Veterans Service Officer, has pins. Then there's a book that they put out, the Vietnam War 50th Commemoration, and all the stories in this book are written by Iowa Vietnam vets.
Really?
They're just for... The only one that's not in there is on page 108 is Pat Sajak, who is a Vietnam vet.
Amazing.
And they have a little story about him. But Deb has these books, too. If I see somebody with a Vietnam hat on or a military hat, I just walk right up and ask them when they served, and I give them a pen. I carry books in my vehicle, so I can give them a book if they haven't got one.
Oh, that's amazing. So, and what reaction do you get?
Most Vietnam vets are pretty humble, so they're not sure at first if they want to take it. But when they get the pens and we read the back of it, we'll shed tears together.
Yeah.
We'll laugh together. It's
what an amazing story. The name of the book is A Time to Honor.
Yep.
Service, Duty, and Sacrifice.
Yep.
And like you said, Deb TG down at the
Veterans Affairs. Yeah, and if she's out of them, I have cases of them. She knows how to get in touch with me, so.
Wonderful. But. So thank you, Marty. Thank you for your service, and thank you for your continued dedication to those that served during the Vietnam era with these lapel pins and the books. You were quite a blessing to us all. So thank you for coming in today.
I enjoy it. Thank you.
Marty Kane from Ringsted, Iowa.